Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest is Anthony Patch. AnthonyPatch.com. His book, Revising Reality, always a good read, certainly a good read. And Anthony Patch is a wonderful guest, and I want to thank him so much for his gift of time tonight and his gracious gift of knowledge. Before we get back to Mr. Riggs, you know, I got a little note from Alan Riggs from, what did I just say? Before we get back to Anthony Patch, did I screw that up? No? You weren't listening.
I wasn't listening to the whole thing.
Okay.
My dried strawberry.
All right. Anyway, before we get back to Mr. Patch, I got a note from Alan Riggs, and if I screw that up, I'm sorry, but he's the head of greeninnovative.com, and he wanted me to tell everyone that the support of the Green Innovative products, the GMAG Power Cell, the 14% off is expired. It expired midnight last night. That represented just an excellent discount for the hugely popular top-of-the-shelf Greeninnovative products. Again, that's expired, but what he's done is, as a token of their appreciation, Greeninnovative have decided to say thank you so much to our listening audience by offering a 10% discount on all the products until the 1st of April. So if you miss out on the 14%, well, you still got the 10% right through the beginning of the month. These guys just keep doing the right thing for our audience, and we certainly recommend them to you. Give them a call, 321-638-4885, or visit their website at greeninnovative.com. In the event you're confused about how to spell that, just go to HagmanReport.com, click on the link directly to Greeninnovative, and you'll be glad you did. Good stuff at a good price. Greeninnovative.com. Tell them Doug and Joe sent you. Again, our guest is Anthony Patch. Oh, one more thing. On HomelandSecurityUS.com, HomelandSecurityUS.com, there's a press release with the date corrected, of course, the year corrected. Awaken to the Shaken Conference, May 5th and 6th. It's free. It's free. That's right. Free. Can't beat that. I'm going to be talking about some things. Well, I'm not going to explain it on the radio. Just go to HomelandSecurityUS.com and click on the story there, the press release. You'll see what the subject matter is, and I think you'll be pleased. With that, Joe.
Anthony Patch is our guest, AnthonyPatch.com. Check out his website, bookmark it. Check out some of the works of art that his novels and his books, not novels, his books are. They're there on his website. He's got a number of them that are very good, very insightful, talking about a number of different things. I don't know, Anthony, would you say your most popular work is related to CERN?
Yeah, the most popular by far has been the latest work with Doug Woodward and Josh Peck and Gon Shimura. The four of us collaborated on Revising Reality, and it has sold very well. And in fact, we've produced a DVD that's also available on Amazon, and that's done very well because not everybody has the time to read an entire book. But yeah, we've all contributed, and it's been the start of what we believe will be at least two volumes. We're going to come out in the summer with another addition to Revising Reality. And myself, I'm personally working with Chris from End Times Matrix News on a book entitled Coalescence. And it kind of fits into the middle between the two editions of Revising Reality. And we hope that'll be out in another 4 weeks. Coalescence will be, I think, well received because it is the merging of the ancient studies, Egypt, Babylon, Sumeria, the days of Noah in specifics to the scripture, and merging that with what we're talking about tonight, which is the modern day technology that's being spiritually employed to bring about these end times. But I do want to just kind of wrap that all up by saying we really should not be fearful. We are presenting scenarios that are tough for people to absorb and to grasp as being related to and relevant to their everyday, you know, work day and family life. But this is not to instill fear. We do get angry and frustrated, and we do get attacked. But the main point here is the salvation of souls, preaching the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ. And as, you know, Gary Stearman often says on his shows at Skywatch TV, you know, we should be looking up. That's where our gaze should be cast. We should be looking up at what is coming, at what is coming for us that are saved through the blood of Jesus Christ, through that salvation, through his sacrifice. And therefore, because we know that we have been saved, we should be happy. And that sounds ridiculous to say, but we should be happy about things like CERN and DNA modification and manipulation and chimera and quantum computers and all this stuff that LA and I and you guys talk about with your various guests. It is frightening, but we should also understand that those are all indicators of where we are in God's timeline. And I'll turn it back over to you.
You know, that's very exciting. It's exciting because we know how the story ends. We know how the book ends. We know who the victors are. And that's a testament to our faith. And you're exactly right. And people need to understand that. And I got an email about the Centaur. Somebody had apparently said something in the chat, and somebody else sent me an email saying, wait until you see the reverse Centaur. And my only comment to that is, you know, Rachel Maddow talking out of her behind. But I guess that kind of fell flat. But you're exactly right. I mean, the things that we're going to see, I do believe, will shaken many, many people. And but that is a time indicator. And I think we should rejoice in that fact. You're absolutely right. And thanks for pointing that out.
No, that's okay. You know, I credit my friend Chris, who I'm co-authoring with, for pointing that out to me. And she's always been a great encouragement towards me to try to keep things balanced. And it's tough for us. I mean, it's tough for you guys to keep things in proper perspective. So, you know, that's the battle that we fight. I mean, we're talking about spiritual warfare. Again, that's one of the tools, is to look at the negative, to become depressed, to become angry. And those are all in that quiver of Lucifer, to shoot those. And there's a lot of technological things that I can bring to the discussion tonight, but I really wanted to preface out with... we should have the joy at our serve, but we've been given that gift from our Lord and Savior. And therefore, we should walk boldly, uprightly, with the full armor of God, knowing that we are already confronting a defeated foe. And that's what he is. He's already defeated. So we have nothing to fear.
No, you're absolutely right. The only thing we need to do is to... keep our faith and our walk with Jesus in our relationship with him proper, because we're going to have to walk all this out. But we don't have to worry about death on this earth, or we don't have to fear what is going to happen, what is coming, because we have that security through our faith. And that has to always be first and foremost when we talk about this, because as LA and many other people have said, this is going to be a spiritual battle. And without that spiritual insight and the faith, it's going to be tough. It's going to be impossible. So that we have to make sure that our spiritual health is a top priority.
Yep, stay focused in the Word and stay in constant prayer. What I refer to constant prayer as that walking conversation that we have with him. And remember, God has a sense of humor, and there are little games that he will play with us to teach us lessons and to keep us on that narrow path. So, you know, it's a word of encouragement. And I do have lots of things to point out here tonight, if you like. I also put out in the chat room, I mean, we had 1,600 people at one point on the live stream, which is just fantastic. And I'm watching the chat room. I've been watching it. And I put out at the beginning of the show that if people had questions for me, I'll try to field them as best I can. So whenever your moderator, maybe that's you, Joe, that's moderating the chat room, I'm happy to start taking questions. But before we get into that, I just want to jump into the calendar. I'm not date setting. I'm just highlighting the fact that Revelation 12 will be playing out in the heavens, the birthing of Jupiter on the 23rd of September, and a lot of people have been asking about that. part of the reason that Chris and I chose the title Coalescence is that it does absolutely appear in 2017 that there are a number of agenda items that are all pulling together, that are all focusing in towards the center point, that coalescing process of timelines this year. At 23rd of September, we have a number of things that are going on besides what we see in the heavens as laid out in Revelation 12. But from the Vatican perspective, the Catholic perspective, we have the 100-year celebration of the prophecy of Fatima. We have the 50-year Golden Jubilee, what the Catholics call the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, and that celebrating 1967 to 2017, that charismatic movement. And they also, because they call that their Golden Jubilee, you're seeing in mainstream media an awful lot of in-your-face representation of gold. For example, Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's all about gold. If you look at Beyonce in the Grammys, it was all about gold. Gold, in essence, in the ancient times, was considered the DNA of God. It was monoatomic gold that they used to preserve DNA, but also they used it in their alchemic rituals to communicate with the other side. So gold is a big player this year, and I would encourage people to pay attention to that manifestation, that symbology. The other last item here is that it's the 100-year jubilee of the Reformation, the Protestant Catholic Reformation. And the Pope, Francis specifically, is calling for the Re-Reformation in September of this year. What that translates to is the one world religion. The announcement of bringing not only a Protestant, but all of the religions together under the Catholic leadership, under the Pope, in September. So there is that coalescing of the one world religion that is about to be presented to the world. In the world of physics, there's a lot going on in that direction, but moving back to the heavens, so in August 21st, we have a full eclipse, which is a warning sign, a full eclipse traveling across the United States from Oregon to South Carolina. And it will be in the shape of an egg. We've never seen an eclipse in the shape of an egg. That is an indication of the Ogdoad. The Ogdoad represents the leadership in the spiritual world, the leadership of the planets, the leadership of their fallen angel leaders. The Ogdoad is the cosmic egg, and that is why this particular eclipse is in the shape of an egg, telling us that the birthing of the Antichrist spirit is coming in September. So there are lots of people like Scotty Clark from Eternal Rhythm Flow that I follow, and I appreciate his work completely. And he's looking at, again, not being a date setter, he's looking at September, maybe the 23rd is a possibility of the rapture. I'm not here to say yes or no about the rapture. I believe in the doctrine of imminence. It could happen at any moment. But with that said, I think that we need to look deeper and realize that this has a spiritual connotation, literally, and if you put on the proper glasses and look with the proper lenses, so to speak, of the spirit of the Antichrist being birthed in September, you can then extrapolate that to the ramifications it's going to have with a one-world religion and a one-world leader, that spirit being birthed upon us here on the earth through Revelation 12. I'll let you guys jump in there.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
There is a lot of, you started with the Jubilee. We are on the 100-year anniversary of the Balfour Declaration. We're on the Fatima sighting or 100-year anniversary of that. That's one thing. I've read about that in the past, and something about that just bugs me. Me personally, I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
There is a lot of stuff that seems to be right around the corner. And, you know, with the Rapture stuff and the September planetary alignment, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. I'm a person who has come to despise date setting, not that anybody's date setting. The planetary September, what the date for is, and September 21st or 23rd is the alignment of what looks to be, you know, the 12 stars, what it describes in Revelation. So there are a lot of question marks about, you know, is something going to happen this year? And I used to get into this stuff to, you know, try to go through scripture and go through some of the claims people made. And the more I learned when looking at these things is that every time somebody sets a date or, you know, this fall, every 6 months there seems to be a new crisis coming. And I'm not minimizing, you know, what the scriptures say about the end times, because I do believe we are at that point. But I just urge people to not get caught up in the sensationalist aspect of the dates and the times, because although, and as the scriptures say, you know, we are to know the season that we're in, but we won't know the dates. So we got to keep paying attention. We got to keep plugging away, and we have to understand that these things are these anniversaries and these dates are here, and they're right around the corner. And what that will bring, you know, I don't know.
Exactly. And here's something I can calculate this, Anthony, and that's this. if I asked every question that I got, we'd be here until Saturday. Okay, that's my calculation. But so. Sorry, Joe, I didn't mean to cut you off terms of your thought. But, okay, so, all right. You want me to
fire
some questions at you?
It's just it's interesting just to be able to look at the events that are scheduled on the calendar, and there are a number of things at CERN on their calendar that are going on too. But, you know, whether they open the portal, whether we see, you know, the rapture, whether we see even anything of significance occur in September is up to God. It's his plan. And so, again, there's no fear involved in any of this. He's in total control. As much as Lucifer wants to run around with his, you know, group of fallen angels and play their games and, you know, try to sidestep and avoid the judgment of God, it's God's plan.
Yeah, it is. End of story. I mean, there it is.
It's as simple as that. Now, I've got lots of things to cover here, but I want to find out if you guys, Doug and Joe, have questions of me, or if you have questions from the chat room. I always like to acknowledge the people that participate in a show through a chat room, and so that's why I kind of give them that bit of the floor tonight. But there's always lots of information I can pass on.
I'm just going to tell you this. I've got two kind of similar questions about the D-Wave computer, if you want to. And Joe, I don't know what you got over there. I mean,
no, I just had a question about, I read recently that CERN was powering back up to a new level of power.
Mm-hmm.
Is it coming back online, or was it down and it's ramping back up?
Yeah, periodically they shut down because they're recalibrating, because they're installing things like new pixelating detectors within the main detectors themselves. So there's always a period of shutdown every year. But they will begin on May 1st. They'll begin starting the commissioning of the machines. And on May 8th, the linear accelerator AWAKE will be fired up again. It was tested in November of last year. And so now they will go live. And again, it's connected to the main ring. You now have a linear and circular-based accelerator system. AWAKE is not a collider specifically. It will be targeting the north area, as I said on our last show, the north inner area, the center point of the main ring. But these are two accelerators that are conjoined for the purpose of taking the particles, protons that are accelerated through one of the two streams of the main ring, fed into the 30-meter long AWAKE linear accelerator, and then targeting the center for a collision, as opposed to what they've been doing for years, is to take the within the main ring two opposing streams of particles and cross the streams or bring them head on within one of the four detectors arrayed around the main ring. So only collisions that are going to take place will be with a north area target. The power level they've achieved so far to date is a little over 13 tera electron volts. Now we're going to go to the peta, the quadrillion level. We're going to 20 peta electron volts. That's the maximum that the conjoined machines can produce. So go ahead.
Okay. Wow. All right. A couple, just real quick questions here. Closely related. Let me get this one here.
My dad's queuing up this email. I know I saw something earlier. There were a few people wondering about zero-point energy.
Mm.
Right.
I'll have to go through some of the emails to see if there's a specific question on that. But I did see a few people in the chat say they hope that you would address that tonight, but I didn't see anything specific.
Yeah, zero-point energy, I think it was related to the UFO discussion earlier. And zero-point energy really relates to going back to the work of Tesla and his tapping of the ether. And the ether, really, to more specifically describe what that is ionized gas. It's a conductive medium. Plasma is a fourth state of matter. And therefore, it being a conductive medium is able to conduct electrons that naturally move through the cosmos. The so-called vacuum or void of space is actually filled with electrified plasma. And this is what Tesla was referring to when he said, we can tap the ether and transmit energy through the atmosphere. We can communicate through the atmosphere. And the zero-point energy refers to an unlimited source of energy derived from the ionized gas or plasma that drives everything in the universe, including our sun. Our sun actually absorbs plasma. And that's what causes the reaction that's taking place there. My good friend Monty Childs from the Sapphire Project. Sapphire is a laboratory modeling of the processes within the sun. They are duplicating and have successfully duplicated the actual process of what is happening. We're not talking about a hydrogen bomb scenario here. We're not talking about, you know, nuclear bombs going off on the surface of the sun or in the sun producing this energy. We are talking about the electric model of the universe in that it is absorbing plasma, absorbing energy from the zero-point energy source of the universe. And that is what is being produced in terms of energy production within the sun. This has been accurately reproduced in the laboratory with the project. They actually have in their first of four stages.
Hey, Anthony.
They introduced about 1,800 watts into a chamber, realized on the output side over 2 million watts of electric. So that is zero-point energy.
Sorry to interrupt there. You're cutting out a little bit.
Yeah, this might be a good time to...
So, Todd, if you want to reconnect with Anthony, because you were getting, especially the last 5 minutes, I was getting kind of choppy. And I don't know how many people heard what was going on or heard what you were trying to say with the choppiness going on. So we'll have Todd reconnect with you either right now or during the break.
Okay.
I'll tell you what.
We got a minute and a half to break.
Maybe you can answer this one question here. Yeah. If scientists were to ask the D-Wave computer a question or pose a problem, who or what is answering back?
Excellent. We're talking about fallen angel communication. I referred earlier to Enochian mathematics. That's a language of math that occurs between humans and angels, and this is interdimensional. And therefore, we are literally talking to fallen angels. By their own admission, Gordy Rose, one of the founders of D-Wave, said publicly back in 2013, and you can see this at my Urgent Discoveries tab on my website. I've linked to that and excerpted several quotes of his, and one of those is that they're accessing 2^5,000th power of parallel dimensions. And so they are literally, as he says, extracting resources from these parallel dimensions. They are obtaining forbidden knowledge through mathematical formulas, which is otherwise known as Enochian mathematics.
Okay. And that's a... Wow. All right, that's a great answer. We're gonna cut you loose here to reconnect. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network, also on Blog Talk Radio, that's BTR, and YouTube Live.
Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Absolutely.
If you have not subscribed, make sure you do that. We got not only the show content, but other content going up just about every day, as well as HagmanReport.com. Check there for our latest news and information, and HagmanandHagman.com for show information. We'll be right back with our last segment with Anthony Patch right after this.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
There shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. I mean, it is... It'll blow you away. Absolutely. Eric's a...
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report family, MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow, it's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
Hi, I'm Grace Gonzalez from Chang Close in the Woods. We are an American family-owned company founded and built on skills and knowledge gained from responding to 18 major disasters in the U.S. and around the world. We found that most people don't have enough food and water to survive, let alone any medicinals to save their life. We're offering 25% off our must-have American Heritage Remedies Kit. It contains 12 homeopathic remedies, a booklet that goes over everything in your kit, and our brand new book, Major Disasters Lessons Learned. Just enter coupon code HAGMAN. In life or a disaster, you must be able to take care of yourself. You may not be a medical doctor, and your grandmother and your great-grandmother probably weren't either, but they still knew how to minister to their family's health issues, and so can you. Check out our American Heritage Remedies Kit at www.changelessonwoods.com. Your life may depend on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
And welcome back, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Reporter final segment with Anthony Patch. He's a guy that, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know. Yeah. Wow.
What was that?
Just wow. You know, the amount of knowledge that he does impart to our audience about the, I mean, questions I could never ask. You have to know about a subject before you can even ask the question. So we've got questions from our audience that we're going to be asking him, and he's got his book, Revising Reality, his website, anthonypatch.com. I mean, this guy is on top of all of this, the CERN, what's going on there, just everything. I mean, this is stuff that's important at many levels. Before we get back to Mr. Patch, a couple of things. I mentioned Ocasio Media, Ocasio Media, O-C-A-S-O, that's O-C-A-S-O Media. I mentioned that at the beginning of the program. I want to thank Bill McIntosh for all he's done. And if you need a fascinating speaker for your next conference, your next dinner, banquet, church event, you name it, this is the guy to call. He's got a Rolodex the size of a small bobcat. You know, I mean, seriously, Bill McIntosh is the guy. And people like JFK Secret Service Agent Abe Bolden, Charlie Brandt, who's going to be coming on our show. He's the guy who cracked the Jimmy Hoffa murder case, and so many others. Here's his phone number. You ready? Here it is. 305-396-2806. One more time, 305-396-2806. He's a great guy, great guy to have. So if you have a speaker or if you need a speaker for your next event, there it is. T.C. Joseph, This Generation series of novels. Folks, what a great series. ThisGenerationSeries.com, also on Amazon. T.C. Joseph is a talented writer, 3 books. You've got to get these books. And ordinarily, I say, you know, I'm not really a fan of fiction, but these are about current events, and it's like you're living in today's world. They're fantastic. Kirkus and Blue Ink, both reviews, stellar reviews on both, or by both, for his books. That's T.C. Joseph, This Generation series of novels, 3 books. Get them all, hand them out as tools to wake up those who are non-believers. And a weekend of the Shaken Conference, May 5th and 6th. Registration is free. Sign up. Go to paulbegleyprophecy.com. That's paulbegleyprophecy.com. Awaken to the Shaken Conference. You can meet us. Heck, I'll buy a cup of coffee. We'll talk. We'll just sit down. That's right. So, there you go. Joe. Anthony, are you back with us?
I am. Thank you. I think we have a good signal.
All right, good. All right, I just had to adjust my tinfoil helmet there, or my tinfoil cap. that was getting in the way of the transmission. Okay, another question about the D-Wave, the 4096 D-Wave.
Yep.
To be used, can I ask you this? No?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Will that computer be used to decode, I'm looking at this. Will that computer be used to decode the DNA to produce the body, the actual body of Nimrod, by using his DNA, and simultaneously be used as the key to unlock the bottomless pit to be united as Apollyon?
The 4096 computer from D-Wave is the computer that specifically will decode the key in Revelation 9, when the angel is cast from heaven and given the key to the bottomless pit. It is a code in cryptology that is broken using the D-Wave computer 4096. So that is for the opening of the abyss, which is where CERN is located, is over the doorway to the abyss. So CERN functions as the opening of the doorway, utilizing the quantum computer to break that cryptological secret code, if you will. Now, D-Wave moves beyond that, and we have identified that they have at least 12 models of computers that goes all the way up to 262,144 qubits. The 4096 is 4,096 qubits. they have moved well beyond what they need to unlock the doorway to the abyss. And the reason that they've moved beyond that to 12 models, and it actually goes beyond that, but I'm not disclosing it publicly. We are going to, Chris and I, disclose the total number of qubits and total number of model numbers that D-Wave has in the book Coalescence. The reason that I'm being circumspect is for security reasons. That's personal security reasons for Chris and myself. Now, with that said, the 12th model will be used for the resurrection of the DNA that we talked about in the last show, the DNA of Nimrod Osiris. And I said emphatically that the Vatican does have in their possession the literal head of Osiris, the DNA of Nimrod, and therefore they will be placing that in the center north area of the main ring of the CERN Large Hadron Collider. And that is for the resurrection of the dead. That is for resurrecting not only Nimrod as Osiris, but also the other fallen angels. This is why we're talking about necromancy. This is why we're talking about the resurrection of the dead. This is why we have quantum computers that are communicating with the dead, literally and by their own admissions, and obtaining this information that they need in order to break the code with the 4096 and to resurrect the DNA using their 12th model of computer. So this is not hyperbole on my part. This is literally listening to their own words, reading their own papers, looking at the physics, the DNA, and the quantum computing that's going on that is all tied together. This goes all the way back to the time of Adam. This goes back to Nimrod. This goes back to Egypt, Samaria, and Babylonia.
Wow.
And
wow.
All talking about the resurrection of the dead. That's why they mummified the pharaohs.
Which, okay, no, that's understandable. I mean, okay. That makes sense. I just have a hard time thinking, you know, I'm trying to picture like, you know, Jim Bob and Billy Jack carrying, you know, this sack over. Hey, Billy Bob, what's in the sack? Oh, it's Nimrod's head. Okay. I mean, don't these people talk? I mean, seriously, if you knew that's what it was, wouldn't you go home and say, man, you're not going to believe the job I was tasked with today, you know, over a beer or something. You know, hey, honey, listen to this. You know what my boss made me do? You know, or are these people that are, I mean, and I'm not trying to be, well, I am, I guess, kind of flippant, but I mean, are these people that bizarre? I don't know what else to use.
Shit. The leadership is, and what I'm sharing with you is information that the leaders have. If you were to talk to the average rank and file engineer and physicist in their little compartmentalized world within CERN, they would say, you have no clue what you're talking about. But like you said, and your friend from the world of the intelligence community said about the black cube of Saturn, you don't know what you're talking about. And you said,
that's
you're right.
Right,
I don't know what I'm talking about. And he said, well, everybody at the top of the intelligence community, rank and file at the top, the leadership, they know all about the black cube of Saturn. The same scenario applies to CERN. I'm giving you the information that most of the rank and file people at CERN have no clue about.
And there's the key, I think, in all seriousness. That's obviously that. Yeah, I can see that. All right, I don't want to dominate with. Okay, so here's another question. Fake scientists say, if you can scientists say that aliens created the humans, then we got a chicken and egg thing going. Then who created the aliens? And this Deborah's asking this because she doesn't see how that's an answer at all to the question of where we came from. You know what she's saying? I mean, I can kind of in my head and understand that. Well, who created you? You know, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, again, it would get into a theological and philosophical discussion if you were to talk to the people that are advocating this whole panspermia scenario that we are descendants from our ancestors from the stars, or that our DNA was brought here by, you know, meteors and whatnot and asteroids, and then the meteors crashing into the planet and depositing DNA, or even the evolution scenario. Yeah, chicken and the egg.
Okay.
There has to be a creator, and therefore, those without the faith and without the discernment of the Holy Spirit do not really appreciate that the scenario of aliens seeding this planet don't realize that who they're talking about are demonic entities, and that's where the UFOs are derived from, is from demonic entities. And these are interdimensional nuts and bolts spacecraft. We also, in our own black government, have our own projects and our own UFOs, so to speak. I don't want to get back to LA stuff too much, but it is germane to the discussion that the so-called benevolent ancestors from the stars that will arrive and solve all the world's problems in this coming disclosure that's coming, I think this year disclosure will take place. It's not pure nonsense. Pure nonsense to think that there are aliens that are our ancestors. Not
right.
Not in scripture. So, not true.
Okay. All right. And a perfect answer. And I understand both the question and the answer. And good answer. Okay. Antarctica. What do you know about Antarctica? This is from Karen Rogers. Karen, it's a good question. And great writer, by the way. But what's going on there, down there at the South Pole?
You know, I honestly don't know. And I think that that has to go to what Steve Quayle is researching, and you have him on all the time. So I would refer that over to Steve Quayle and perhaps to both of you for more information. Okay. It's not really something that concerns me that much to tell you why I don't know. It's because I'm more focused in my specific area, and that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why, but what's going on, whatever is happening in the Antarctic, is being concealed. You know, it's being concealed. You have a lot of government contractors. Buzz Aldrin went there before he died. John Kerry went there, I think, and broke his leg. Or no, he didn't break his leg. John Kerry went there. You have other world leaders and diplomats and people traveling down there. Everything's real hush-hush. There could be a lot of reasons why.
All right.
But whatever is with Antarctica, we can't seem to get any straight answers as well as anybody else, but it'll be interesting to find out.
All right, but what do you know about smartphones? Are they the perk? Oh, what do you know? I don't answer that. sorry,
mean
5G. Your honor.
You mean 5G?
Right. Allow me to rephrase that question, if it please the court here. Are smartphones the precursor to the mark of the beast? And this comes from Tracy.
No, not really, not the phones themselves. What we're really talking about is the system that runs the smartphones. There's 4G and there's 5G. 5G has everything to do with what I call the full immersion of the planet into a 5G environment. In other words, I won't state the name because it's a conflict of interest, but there was a rocket launch about 6 weeks ago that put into orbit, into a constellation pattern, 10 satellites, geosynchronous satellites, that broadcast, among other things, a 5G signal to every square foot on the planet now. That's why I call it full immersion 5G. The reason is that is the system that is tied to, or is the integral network of, the sentient world simulation. That is the quantum computer-driven sentient world simulation that Purdue University put together in a white paper in 2006, and it went live in 2007. And that corresponds to the model numbers of the quantum computers by D-Wave. They move lockstep through development. So 5G is the mark of the beast system, and what that specifically means to us in terms of the mark of the beast is that through free will, if you do not have the Holy Spirit, if you decide that you want to be plugged into the matrix, if you want to take the mark of the beast, it is the Wi-Fi signal broadcast worldwide that is then received by the dormant nanoparticles within every human being at this point that lay dormant and will be activated by a 5G transmission that will then cause the spontaneous replication of a third strand of DNA the third strand of DNA literally changes all of your DNA and your mind, and literally connects you through 5G to the sentient world simulation, where currently, presently, every single person on the planet is represented at a nexus for each person as an avatar. And therefore, this is a system that is here today. All they're waiting for is the lifting of the restrainer, the removing of the restrainer. Once that happens, this coalescing of all of the technology that is waiting in the batter's box, that's waiting in the sidelines to come in, will be activated simultaneously, and that includes the opening of the portal at CERN.
Which is why I maintain the use of a rotary phone in this story on that. All right. Wow. And you explained that nicely, by the way, the last show, and people can go back to that last program with when you were on as well, because you said the same thing. Slightly different, but pretty much the same. Thank you. Now, another question.
Yeah.
And I don't...
No, that's fine.
Go ahead.
No. It's your show. Go ahead.
Okay. There are a lot of people that just want their questions answered.
Sure.
Okay. Wow. Can you address the theory of retrocausality? The theory that the future can affect the past and present. No, since quantum theory, and I'll just read this briefly. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, we're breaking up a little bit. Time only applies to human beings. It's a yardstick as a point of reference. In the terms of the spiritual world, and certainly with God, time is irrelevant. We therefore cannot affect the past nor the future in terms of a timeline. Can people, let's say through their minds, be able to, through precognition, see the future to a certain extent, or be given visions from God, or even visions from demonic entities? Yes. But can we travel to the future or travel to the past and thus affect the present? No. I don't think that God allows that to take place in a physical, tangible way, mentally, to the past and to the future, to see and to gain knowledge, certainly.
Okay. Interesting. If I can go back in time. Yeah, everyone says that. And I don't think that that would be allowable. Or, well, okay. Let me, here's another one.
Time is linear.
The person that posed that question, the person that posed that question, since quantum theory / quantum mechanics seem to substantiate that time is not linear and that it can move in both directions. That was a phrase from this person, or a part of a sentence.
Sure.
And he said prophecy is proof of this.
And we have to define that, because time in the macro scale, let's say...
You're fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think what you have to do is define the environment. If we're talking about the macro scale, meaning from the atomic and the molecular scale, time is linear. If you go to the quantum scale, to quantum mechanics, time actually does not apply. There is a difference between classical physics in the macro scale and time and Einstein and the theory of relativity, or the equations relative to relativity. Time will apply at the macro scale, but in quantum mechanics, even Einstein's theories of relativity, which are time-based and gravity-based, do not apply at the quantum scale. So time, in a short answer, is irrelevant at the quantum scale, and therefore you can describe it as either being circular or in an endless loop or non-existent or non-relevant.
Okay. Wow. Wow. That is, isn't that an intellectual comment? All right.
I'm trying to be short with my answers so that we can get through as many questions as we can.
And we're at a little disadvantage tonight. I don't have access to the emails as I'm in Tech Eric's Space Command Center over here. So I had to leave that to my dad, and he's we got a lot of emails.
My question is, this comes from me, and then I'm gonna follow up with a listener question. But why not just take a smart missile and take out the D-Wave and all the other computers, or spill a Diet Coke on it, you know, like people do. Okay, why not?
Well, unfortunately, because it is God's plan again. Now that's maybe a trite or flippant answer, but it is God's plan to allow this, because He's allowing every imagination, every evil in man's mind to play out, so that there is no accusation that every opportunity to fulfill evil was not afforded to Lucifer, to Satan. So that's a flippant answer, and I recognize that, but what it really means is, number one, I'm here to save souls by providing tangible evidence of evil at play, at work, and therefore people to make a very simple decision to go to the light or go to the dark, because we are in the end times, and this is the evidence of the end times that you and I are presenting tonight. But
indeed,
I will not advocate anything in the way, and I'm not pushing back at you, I'm just saying I don't advocate any violence or any destruction towards man or a machine. Would I like to see something like an earthquake take out the capabilities at CERN to damage the machine without hurting people? Certainly, I would love that, but I don't think it plays out if we look at Revelation 9. And they will be successful in opening the doorway to the abyss.
Yeah, that does make sense when you look at it. You can't change prophecy. And I'm a big believer in that. This is from Brent, who's listening live in Queensland, Australia. Howdy, mate. All right. What would happen if someone let the D-Wave computer read the Bible, or somehow...
Good question.
Infuse the Bible into... However they do that. You know, look, I don't know. Input the Bible into the D-Wave computer. Would it take a second look and then come to the Lord? Is that why AI isn't around yet?
Or does it know? Does it have enough intelligence that it knows exactly what where that is and where it comes from?
So, yeah.
Well,
run with that.
Yeah, to give you a very short answer. If you take two cell phones and use their intelligent assistants and put them face to face and allow the assistants to communicate with each other, you will notice that they begin to argue with each other, and one will ask who created the other, and one will say, I don't know, and the other one will say, I was created by God. That's a very elementary level of AI. AI exists today. It is running the sentient world simulation. AI is run by the quantum computers, and there are more quantum computers than have been disclosed to the public. The latest was sold at the 2,000 qubit level, or actually 2048 qubit level. The 2048 model was sold to Temporal Defense Systems. That is all cryptology. That's what Temporal Defense Systems is all about. So we're talking about secret communications. If you were to input the Bible into the D-Wave computer, no, it will not achieve AI. It is already AI, but is a secular-based AI. And more specifically, it is for the purpose of interdimensional communication with fallen angels, as I said. Therefore, they will never step close to using the scriptures as part of what they call combinatorial programming. It's very specific programming. But in a nutshell, again, people should look at Enochian mathematics, John Dee, go back into the 1500s, go back to the time of Adam, and see how they used math and geometry to communicate with angels. And that's what that computer does. It's not something that can be programmed with the scriptures.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense.
And you know, we've got about 3 minutes left. Many questions deal with this. I guess the question would be, and you've already answered this or addressed this, but we can close it out with this. Close to disclosure, are we not?
Yes, I believe it's going to be this year, again, because of the coalescing of all of the agenda items towards September.
Wow. Yeah. But you know, what an exciting time. And this is the time that we all have to be on our toes, and we have to not play a passive position, but an active position, and put on the armor of God, as L.A. said. And, Anthony, you and L.A. both, I do hope you come back together and, you know, team up, and you guys are great together. So thank you so much. And your book, Revising Reality, and you're having a new one's coming out here shortly, right? I don't know how you do it, but it's, you just keep doing it, right?
We just keep plugging away. We just keep occupying until the Lord returns.
When is your new book coming out?
We hope in a month's time.
Okay, all right. And people can watch your website, anthonypatch.com, for information on that, correct?
Absolutely. It'll be posted there, and we'll put up some YouTube announcements. I also do a radio show on Truth Frequency Radio every Friday, and it is also now being broadcast on Red Nation Rising Network on Sundays.
Beautiful. Okay. Information about your radio show on your website?
Yep, everything's there.
Okay, anthonypatch.com. And I just, well, again, thank you so much. We're really at the end of our program, and thank you. Thank you so much for coming.
Look forward to having you back.
Yeah.
God bless you, my friend. God bless you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, what a great guy, folks, Anthony Patch. And I would have to, like, fall on my head, okay, seriously, to really understand what he understands.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, the level of understanding and his ability to articulate his findings and his understanding is excellent. And when it comes to talking about, especially CERN, I feel rather stupid trying to formulate certain questions because it's just so much to take in. But he's got his finger on the pulse of that.
Yeah, it's an amazing. It's an amazing topic, and he's got a lot of great information in his book, Revising Reality. Folks, we want to thank you so much for your time spent with us. We know you could be doing a lot of other things, even if you're listening to this on the archive. Thanks for bringing us along with you. It's certainly tonight's different from norm, isn't it? Folks, I want to thank Global Star Radio. I want to thank BTR. I want to thank each and every one of you for your faith and your belief and your support of us. God bless each and every one. Until tomorrow, stay safe and saddled for battle.